Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of
Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. Bow, bow, bow. Was a good trend of mine.
Wow. Holy shit, man.
Straight to your brains.
You were really holding that one together.
Yeah.
When you dropped out, I heard my own voice.
It's okay, man. Hey. But you got your own voice. That's the important thing, man. You found your voice.
Is that really what I sound like, Miles? That's Miles. I'm Jack. This is What's a Trending.
Yeah.
This fine Friday.
The 13th.
Afternoon. Friday the 13th is one of the things that's trending.
Yeah.
Because it is Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking. There's been a lot of articles that are like, it's Friday the 13th. Here are the best movies to watch right now. As if people aren't stressed out and shit enough. They're like, hey, how about Contagion? How about Friday the 13th, the new one? How about Quiet Place? It's on Hulu.
Right. Feel like those are articles that people had banked for a long time.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they're like, ooh, good time to do this?
Should we just put it out?
Like, right, how about you guys check out, Children of Men?
Yeah.
How's that going to look?
Fuck.
Is there anything, do you ever, I just don't have the appetite to be like, oh, fuck yeah, man, time for a spooker.
I was obsessed with Friday the 13th when I was like 7 or 8.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it had something to do with my psychosexual development.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just like watching people get murdered.
Yeah.
For some reason and for then, like a year and a half.
And you're really into dudes with like striped sweaters.
Yeah. Not Nightmare on Elm Street, just slasher movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, which one's Friday the 13th? That's Jason?
Jason, bro.
Oh, so that's why you like Casey Jones from the character from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because he's got that mask on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're like, take the mask off.
Yeah. I want to see the real you, Jason.
Voorhees.
Voorhees.
Related to Lark Voorhees from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, that's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who played Lisa Turtle.
Yeah, and she was actually the killer in the prequel.
And Kaiser Soze.
And Kaiser Soze, of course. It's the end of the week, guys. Come
yeah.
on. Bear with us here. You heard my voice. CEO is trending. What the hell? What the heck?
Hey, what the heck? What's somebody CEOs around here?
Yeah.
Freaking running around here.
So CEO is trending for a number of reasons, it would seem. Trump got out, declared state of emergency in the whole nation of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it while like just having all the big companies there.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you CEO of Target.
I mean, look, as we all know, CEOs are such a soothing visual for panicked normal people who are looking for guidance, or also really good for Wall Street, too, to be like, hey, guys, we're talking to them. Don't worry. We're trying to figure it out. But CEO is trending in so many ways. Like once they're talking about how Trump, during the coronavirus meeting announcement for the state of emergency declaration, he was going around like shaking all the CEOs' hands. And people were like, why are they shaking hands right now?
Right.
And then other people were just sort of pointing out, yeah, like, okay, this is like just the most ironic thing of like, and now our corporate overlords are here to like reassure
capitalism,
us.
Capitalism, the pep rally.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was basically, you know, people were starting to get a little worried that the market and the Fortune 500 companies were not going to solve this problem for us. And so Trump brought out the big guns to let them know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the other thing the reason CEO was trending was because there was a report that the CEO of Whole Foods was suggesting to employees who are healthy to, quote, donate their vacation time to their fellow coworkers who might be ill.
Wait, what does that mean? That like if you're sick,
yeah, like
or if you're not sick,
if you're not sick, why don't you give the homie who is sick, who doesn't have paid, who's ran out of maybe sick days or paid leave, why don't you help them out and surrender your paid time off for them? That way the company doesn't have to eat the bill.
Right. Because you're probably not going to get sick. We can all agree that that's probably not
going to
happen.
We can all agree. And that's probably the best thing for the company.
And that's what we have to worry about. Because
that's the best thing for Jeff Bezos.
Yes. Yes. That is. So not Jeff Bezos, though. The CEO of Whole Foods.
Whole Foods, yeah.
Subsidiary of Amazon. Of Amazon. One thing that we were talking about earlier is the fact that a bunch of casinos were laying people off and
I wouldn't say a bunch. I just heard one.
Right. And one thing we were talking about was that some people at a casino were being laid off. And not 2-3 weeks ago, we were talking about the union of restaurant workers was saying, guys, why would you vote for Bernie Sanders? He's going to disband all the great health care you have through your job.
I know.
And those workers were like, well, what if we lose our job? And they're like, Lose your job? That's not gonna.
Oh yeah, there'll be some pandemic where everyone's gonna need medical care urgently.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
My goodness gracious, CEO. That's why that's trending.
Yeah.
The best reason possible.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they were all out there shaking hands. Yeah. Maybe they're all gonna get it from
touching
one another.
Touching the mic.
I think Trump is gonna get tested.
No way.
But I think he's only going to get tested now that he saw that Bolsonaro was able to get retested and get the results he wanted.
Right. Quote unquote tested, wherein he is not tested and he forces a medical professional to just debase themselves and be
Holy
like, yeah,
shit, you guys, look at this. It says that my blood is the cure for
the
coronavirus.
Now get the fuck away.
I say that jokingly, like it's the most absurd thing that could happen. But his performance outside the CDC, when he was like, "They say I'm the biggest genius they've ever tried to explain a plague to," is that absurd.
I mean, it's again, most people, feel that he is not equipped to handle anything, and now we're in a situation where he is not equipped to handle fucking anything. Not even fucking talk. He can't even spin this shit without it sounding like utter fucking just nonsense.
But it worked. The capitalism pep rally got the capitalism high school students excited in the market, and the market went back up and, had one of its biggest gains ever. So shout out to capitalism.
It's like, hey, man, can you help me out with my Walmart stock price? Can I get my Target? Can I get up here and kiss the fucking ring?
Yep. Corona apocalypse.
Yeah.
What happened?
Just everybody, everyone's got corona on the brain right now.
Oh.
And, whether you are fearing for your own financial existence because a lot of work has dried up, or you are going to be working from home, or you are having to self-quarantine because you feel ill, many people are like, all right, sharing things like with this hashtag, whether it's sharing like tips on advice to help other people who might be affected by a lack of toilet paper, to
check out this playlist I made on Spotify that are end of the world songs to fucking anything.
Yeah.
Fun memes. But I think, you know, the internet does what it does and deals with adversity with as much humor as possible.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, you know, I think that's the sentiment right now.
I think that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And then finally, Andrew Gillum is trending.
Yeah.
What a bombshell.
Yeah, Andrew Gillum, who was, you know, former gubernatorial candidate in the state of Florida, he was found at a Miami Beach hotel room because, like, he was with someone who had overdosed.
Right.
And when the police got there, they said Andrew Gillum was unable to speak to them, quote, due to his inebriated state, end quote. Mm-hmm. And he was vomiting in the bathroom.
Oh,
they're not looking at any kind of criminal incident.
Right.
But they're just sort of like, what the fuck was going on here? They said they found bags of what they suspect is like crystal meth. So it's a very, very like does not seem like his character. But he said in a statement that he was there for a wedding and had too much to drink, which is why he was like inebriated in the bathroom. And he was like, I'd want to be clear that I have never used methamphetamines. I apologize to the people of Florida for the distraction that has caused our movement. And then he thanked the first responders, et cetera. So
what was he doing in the room with somebody ODing?
I think they said they were there for a wedding. I think that may have been his friend.
Oh.
So maybe his friend took too much. And he was already pretty inebriated, and they just went back to the room. I don't know. Things are still coming out, but
yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
Well,
and the person who had overdosed is, you know, was in stable condition.
Right. Didn't die.
There was no fatalities. And,
like, yeah.
They're not treating it like a criminal incident, but just definitely not a good look if you are ever running for office to be in a situation like that.
I mean, wouldn't they treat it as a criminal incident if they found him with meth? Like when they say it appeared to be meth, but they didn't like take it and test it?
They may have, but I don't think it's going to necessarily be tied to Andrew Gillum or something. Maybe there could be a possession charge for the other person, but the details are slim at the moment.
Okay. All right. We will keep paying attention to that, as we will all these stories. We hope you guys have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay home if possible. But yeah, we hope everybody in the Zeit gang is doing all right out there.
Yeah.
And we'll be back on Monday with another podcast. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.